Donald Trump, Daniel Cameron lost because he couldn't alleviate the stench of Mitch McConnell. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on November 8, 2023. Former President Donald Trump largely blamed Republican Daniel Cameron's gubernatorial loss in Kentucky to the Attorney General's ties to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, stating that he warned Cameron it would be a big burden to overcome. Cameron lost to incumbent Democrat Governor Andy Beshear in Tuesday's highly anticipated election. Cameron, who was backed by Trump, predicted that his victory would help propel Trump to the White House next year. But his loss has Republicans pointing fingers in numerous directions. Many are blaming Republican National Committee, RNC, Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel, calling for her resignation. Others are blaming Sen. McConnell. And Never Trump Republicans are directly pointing to Trump, declaring that Cameron's defeat tells a greater story, that the GOP is over MAGA. Trump, however, strongly disagrees and attributed Cameron's loss to his ties to McConnell, who is wildly unpopular among Republicans. Daniel Cameron lost because he couldn't alleviate the stench of Mitch McConnell. I told him early that's a big burden to overcome, Trump said. McConnell and Romney are kryptonite for Republican candidates, Trump continued. I moved him up 25 points, but the McConnell relationship was too much to bear. Trump still recognized GOP victories elsewhere, congratulating Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves for his re-election, stating that he, on the other hand, surged to a win for governor in Mississippi after my involvement. Indeed, a New York Times story from March 2023 overtly described Cameron as an ally of McConnell who formerly worked as an aide of the 81-year-old. The Times reported at the time, Mr. Cameron, a former aide to Mr. McConnell, was expected to cruise to the nomination on the back of his ties to the powerful Senate Minority Leader and to Mr. Trump. Related, Mitch McConnell freezes mid-speech, is led away from podium. Trump's post comes as anti-Trump Republicans, including former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, both of whom are trailing him by well over 50 points in the GOP primary, blame Cameron's election loss on the former president. Related, exclusive, Donald Trump, Mitch McConnell health problems said, he should step down.